I never thought I'd say this, but thank God Donald Trump is president. No, I'm serious. I'm serious. Thank God he's president, because he's addressing some of the most serious things going on in our society and some horrible problems that we're having. Yesterday, he got together with some representatives of small business companies around the country, and they sat down in the White House at a big table, big table. And Donald Trump, who's apparently the president, was addressing them and got off on one of his famous tangents and started talking about deregulating water things, you know, like so that we can have more water or it can flow better. I mean, now he wasn't talking about the horrible pollution, how we have little plastic particles in our drinking water, how the infrastructure of the rusted pipes is giving us contaminants in our drinking water. No, it wasn't that. It was about how many times it takes to flush your pee down the toilet. Seriously? Thank God he's president.
We have a situation where we're looking very strongly at sinks and showers and other elements of bathrooms where you turn the faucet on in areas where there's tremendous amounts of water, where the water rushes out to sea because you could never handle it, and you don't get any water. You turn on the faucet, you don't get any water. They take a shower and water comes dripping out. It's dripping out, very quietly dripping out. People are flushing toilets 10 times, 15 times, as opposed to once. They end up using more water. So EPA is looking at that very strongly, at my suggestion. You go into a new building or a new house or a new home, and they have standards on where you don't get water. You can't wash your hands practically. There's so little water comes out of the faucet. And the end result is you leave the faucet on, and it takes you much longer to wash your hands. You end up using the same amount of water.
I know.
So we're looking at very seriously at opening up the standard.
Good.
And there may be some areas where we'll go the other route, desert areas.
But for
the most part, you have many states where they have so much water that it comes down. It's called rain. they don't know what to do with it. So we're going to be opening up that, I believe.
That is so funny. Thank God he's president, I'm telling you.
Fantastic. On the air everywhere, this is New England Broadcasting.
Thank goodness. Thank you, Lord.
Good morning, good afternoon, good evening, good night. It's the Ron Van Dam Show.
Hold on tight, things can get a bit weird, if you like that sort of thing.
By the way, that was not a Saturday Night Live parody. It sounds like it is, but it was really Trump talking to a bunch of small business owners. I don't know. There's something wrong with the chemistry in the brain, apparently. I'm really not sure what happened there. The administration has to appoint a new toilet czar from the Bureau of Standards of Flushing. start another bureau there, because this is a horrible problem. If it takes you 10 to 15 flushes to get the stuff down the toilet, I think your toilet's broken. Don, I think the toilet's just broken. I think that's the problem. Of course, he wants to change the standards for water equipment, except for in the desert. Maybe that's not a good idea, because they don't have much water out there. So maybe the desert, not so much. But the other places where water comes down like rain, yeah, it's pretty much your science education there, Don. Like when water comes down like rain, which is, I think, where water comes from. I'm not sure about that. Trump says that he his background is being a developer of buildings, probably, but not intelligence, not brains. I don't think that's been developed yet. Or even could be. But I digress. We have a very interesting guest on the show today coming up a little bit later, or even sooner than you can imagine. He's with a company that they warn people about these marketers, you know. It's the holiday season, as best I can recollect. That's why all these people are running around buying things. I think it's because it's the holiday season. Ooh. And this is the time when people get scammed with products that aren't real. And in conversation, some things are going to be revealed that's going to scare the bejesus out of you. Because it did to me. I don't try. I've talked about this so many times, I'm even bored about myself. When I was growing up, I was taught to trust everybody. And then the older I got, the less trusting I have become. And now at my ripe old age of 17, I trust nobody. Nobody. I trust my family, but even there, I'm not sure. No, I do. But beyond that, I don't know anymore. I just can't. People can turn on you like a grapefruit. I know. No one's used that analogy before. That's why it's specific to me. Try it on your friends. The guy turned around like a grapefruit. What does that mean? Ron used it on his show. Oh, good then. Good then. Yeah, I mean, seriously, I don't trust anybody. And I certainly don't trust where I buy my stuff. When I walk into a store and I hold it in my hands and I read the packaging and I bring it home and I try it and it sucks, I bring it back to the store and I get my money back and they get their stupid merchandise back. That's what I call normal. That's what I call normal. But as soon as you start buying stuff online and you don't hold it in your hands, you don't know what you're getting. And all these reviews, you know, they say, like, check out the reviews and see what other people think. They're not other people. The reviews are phony. They're placed there by bots. We can't say robots anymore. We have to say bots. Okay. Bots is different than a robot. Robot was like on, Lost in Space. Millennials have no idea what that show is. Those are robots, you know, like humanoid-looking things. Those are robots. Bots are not that. It's the same concept. Why am I explaining this to you? You know better than I do. So I had conversation with this guy, and I'm going to play this interview today. I had it last night with him. Oh, that didn't sound right. I had it last night with him. That sounded really wrong, didn't it? I had the conversation with him last night, okay, kids? Which should not be in the room now. So that's coming up momentarily. It woke me up. I swore I'm never going to shop online again. I don't think that was supposed to be the crux of the conversation. But I do believe that's what I got out of it. So check this out, man. You got to listen to this. It's coming up rather shortly on the program. Before we get to that, it's inherent for me to warn you about something else, and that's holiday greetings. Be very, very careful. They can drive you crazy. How many times will people say to you, "Happy holidays, have a great holiday"? I'm avoiding saying Christmas because there are other holidays that take place within this time frame, and you should not slight any of the other ones. I can't name them all, but they are there. They are there. So you say happy holidays. There's nothing wrong with that. People are walking around saying, no, I want to say Merry Christmas again. Say what you want. Who cares? You're just narrowing your scope is what you're doing. It's happy holidays to everybody. It's a holiday time, happy of them. But I'm getting sick of hearing that. Oh, so many happy holidays. And then they send you cards with pictures of their family on it. Ooh, does that interest me or what? Actually, it does. I want to see, because I don't see these people during the year at all. Thank God. So they send me pictures of their family. It is interesting to see how they get older, and I apparently don't. And then inside, they write something about the family. We went to Las Vegas last summer, and Betsy fell down and broke a tooth, and we had spaghetti last Thursday for dinner, and Mary is about to go to eighth grade, where she will learn to write, and we found a cockroach in her soup last Wednesday. Everybody's fine. Aunt Mary says hello, even though you have no idea who Aunt Mary is. She's fine. She made her bed, I think, on Tuesday, and found a piece of cheese under one of the sheets. Interesting that you should know that. We wanted to tell you that in a letter so we could update you on every, because we know all you care about is being updated about our family and not yours. So I'm going to give you our family update because this is a news item. And so you need to be updated about my family. You cannot live or exist without being updated about my family. It's so stupid. It's so stupid. A picture of the family on the front of the card. Come on now. Do you really think people care? Do you really think they care? This is what we look like in scarves and ski caps that we posed for with snowflakes that were graphically inserted in the background. This is our holiday card to you. From the entire Anderson family to you, happy holidays. Jesus Christ. I didn't even know you were all still alive, to be honest with you. I thought there might have been a horrific train wreck that I wasn't aware of because I didn't get the update on your family. Please send me the newsletter. Sign me up as soon as possible so I can follow the Anderson family throughout the year. Why wait until December? I need to know how the Anderson family is doing any time of year. Please update me. Please sign me onto the newsletter. Subscribe me. Please. I am so lonely without knowing the updates on the Anderson family. I'm not sure who the Anderson family is, but apparently one does exist and finds some type of superficial connection to me. Therefore, it is. Thank you, Anderson family. You've repaired a hole in my heart that was never to heal until I heard from you once a year, updating me on your family. News bulletin, this is an update. Did you get the newsletter? Did you read the newsletter from the Anderson family? Did you hear Becky had a cold last week? Oh, God, no, say it isn't so. Is she all right? You have to read the update. She's fine now. Oh, thank God. Oh, thank God. Oh, thank God she's fine. Oh, thank God. Who is she? Who is she again? Where do they live? Who are these people? Okay, that's enough. All right, our guest joins us at this time. This is going to scare you, so be very, very careful. Listen very carefully, and you shall be scared accordingly. Steve Talent joins us. Steve Talent joins us now. He's Senior Director of Solution Marketing Group with Systech. And we're talking about interesting subject, actually. It's being fooled, broad category, but we're talking about counterfeiting and gifts that you may buy that may not be the real thing. How does this get worse every year? How prominent is this?
First and foremost, good morning, Ron. Thanks for having me. And yes, this issue is one that was already pretty big and is now, due to a variety of factors, getting even bigger.
And I assume with the onslaught of all different kinds of media platforms that there's opportunity to be swindled.
Well, that is, you know, 50% of the equation. Mm-hmm. And I'll use Amazon as an example,
okay,
where everybody is going out to Amazon, you know, almost everybody, I should say, mm-hmm, and purchasing, you know, the 1 to 2 day shipping items. Yes. Their distributed warehouses are enabling that.
Yes.
But what consumers don't realize, and what we're really trying to focus in on, is that Amazon is a platform,
right,
okay? Meaning that if you are an illicit manufacturer and seller of goods,
yes,
you can put yourself on Amazon,
oh,
as a seller,
oh,
right? And you look completely legitimate.
Oh.
But you're not.
I think most of us think that if it's on Amazon, it must be safe and secure, and what it is.
That's exactly right, Ron. And that's why I think it's so important for consumers,
wow,
to educate themselves about this, because there is no centralized team, body, government agency that's looking full-time at this.
Wow.
Amazon is looking at it.
Mm-hmm.
You know, brands are looking at it. But consumers really need to educate themselves about what to look for.
Wow. So even if we're smart, we can be taken.
That's exactly right. For example, Amazon, if you're familiar with Amazon Prime, you can set up your online store,
yes,
and on the Amazon platform,
yes,
with goods that get shipped to Amazon distribution centers.
Yes.
Okay, they could be counterfeit goods that are going to be handled by Amazon.
Wow.
And they'll just ship them out Prime on behalf of your store.
Wow. Is Amazon, so as a platform, Amazon would not be, I mean, we're talking about Amazon, but it just could be for anything. They're not responsible for the products that they distribute then?
As of now, there are no guidelines by which they are responsible. They are indemnified from any issues. Yes, if they're counterfeit, they will allow you to return them and, okay, get your money back,
yeah,
if they're, you know, really found out to be counterfeit.
Okay.
But they're really looking at this from a, well, how much time and effort do I put into this versus having a much wider variety of product and availability and sellers that my people can come to the platform and look for goods.
Okay. What types of products are most counterfeitable or that have been discovered?
Yeah, that's a really interesting question because it's almost everything.
Oh.
If you have a successful product, it will be counterfeited. So when you look in the United States, obviously there are the usual suspects of, mm-hmm, fashion, of watches, technology, medicines, but things like toys, cosmetics, fragrances, almost anything you can think of, laundry detergent, is being counterfeited.
Laundry detergent. Wow.
Yes.
In some cases, okay, it's counterfeit, but it still works. Is it because we're paying more? It's because we were deceived, or maybe the stuff really doesn't work? What's the biggest concern with counterfeit?
I think there's a couple. When it comes to an item, let's say, of a fashion accessory, let's say a sports jersey,
yes,
a sneaker,
yes,
those things may be the way that counterfeiters used to get you in the door for,
mm-hmm,
those products was to have a huge discount.
Right.
And you'd be like, oh my gosh, I can get these things for $20,
yes,
and they normally sell for
$100. Yes.
Now they're being a little bit more creative and making the price point a couple, you know, fractions of a percentage less.
I see.
They come up better in searches, and they don't come off as counterfeit. But in this case, you're just going to get a lesser quality product. So I say this because over the past 5 years, 80% of French perfume manufacturers have reported counterfeits in the marketplace. Now, that's a product you're putting on your body, right?
Yes.
Where it's not being made to the rigor of safety,
yeah,
of ingredient,
yeah,
of handling,
yeah,
and poor consumers who have bought this stuff unknowingly are getting rashes, they're having allergic reactions, they're having all kinds of bad stuff happen to them. And I don't even want to get into the online e-pharmacies, which are selling fake drugs.
Oh, my God.
That you can just do the math in your head of how that could impact people.
Yeah, I know there's a lot of CBD scams going on where if it's on the label, then you think it is, but it's not.
Well, a lot of the e-cigarette and, you know, that vape culture vendors,
yeah,
you know, they're getting hammered in the marketplace.
Yeah.
But when you look at what has happened, over 80% of the really bad things that have happened due to those cartridges and vaping,
uh-huh,
they've been counterfeit goods. They haven't been the legitimate goods which have gone through all the testing and, you know, the rigor of packaging. They're counterfeits.
Yeah. One of the scary talking points that I've received about this involves Apple products and Amazon, two of the most trusted names in consumerism, And yet, I understand there's a high percentage of counterfeit even there with Apple products.
Yeah, and what happens is you have technology companies making technology.
Yes.
They understand how to make an e-store on the Amazon platform look, act, feel like a legitimate source of Apple products.
Yeah.
And 90% of these things from these stores are completely fake.
Wow. 90%? Wow.
Of the online Apple products marketplace that are not coming from Apple.com or BestBuy.com or some of those real known licensed Apple retailers, they're all fake.
And that's the place that people go to save money.
Exactly. That's exactly right. And that's why we're trying to really say, you know, Mr. or Ms. Consumer, you need to educate yourself. You need to look at these online entities. How long have they been around? What type of reviews are the products getting and are the sellers getting? You know, you really need to do some due diligence into the e-retailers that you're looking to purchase from.
But even those reviews, which are very popular on Amazon, I start to question if those are actual customers or not. I don't know how rigorous the review of the reviews actually are.
That's exactly right. You know, you sort of get what you pay for in a review, right? But you do have to look, just like you do on product packaging, for misspellings, for is it like, they're called bots. They could be bot-placed reviews that all of a sudden you see hundreds of a fairly similarly phrased review.
I see.
So yes, you absolutely have to look out for that. And I think one of the things that is most important is to look at the online retailer's history, meaning how long has it been around? Because what happens is, if the brands do verify that a seller is putting out illicit merchandise, they can get Amazon to shut them down.
Right.
But then they reappear, you know, in a couple days under another name.
Another name, no question about it. It's like taking everybody's phone number and using your phone number or your caller ID. I mean, I don't know how they're able to do this, but they're pretty good at everything. But it seems like this is almost impossible to surmount as far as being smart enough to check it out. I mean, you've given us some tips, but it seems like there's a lot of work involved in order to get something legitimate.
There shouldn't be, right?
No, there shouldn't.
and brands are doing a lot of things to stem this tide and try to fight against the fakes. They are doing things like certain elements of product packaging to make them more safe and less counterfeitable, if you will, with certain hologram seals, but they can be copied too. They're working with customs to provide what their legitimate product specifications are. So when customs goes out and they're doing container searches, like they did last week in Philadelphia, where they seized over 20,000 Oral-B rotating replacement brush heads.
Wow.
Right?
Yes,
so
I remember that.
They're working with customs to do that. And you know, the other thing is they're looking at new cutting-edge technologies. Just like, you know, the e-marketplaces were cutting-edge and really starting this problem, they're looking at certain digital authentication technologies that are now becoming available to allow consumers themselves to essentially scan a product and verify its authenticity.
Wow. I mean, everything seems to be like from a street vendor when you go on the internet. I guess it's better to go in stores, like a well-known store, and buy from there. You're kind of easily protected somewhat.
You are largely going to be protected in the physical store,
yeah.
But we do not want to stem the tide and the growth of the online marketplaces.
Yeah.
But the consumer, we just need them to be careful and more diligent about looking at what they're buying, and more importantly, who they're buying it from.
Yeah.
Because oftentimes, it might look legit, but just a couple minutes of digging could really put some question marks in your mind.
Now, Steve is a senior director with Solution Marketing Group, Systech, and they're the ones that are informing you here. How can they get more information?
Pretty simple. Just go to our website, www.systech1.com.
And that's S-Y-S-T-E-C-H.
O-N-E.
Very good.
Yep.
Excellent. Incredible information and a good time of the year to bring it forward, which I'm sure you do all the time. But it definitely
makes more sense at this time of year, especially as we're getting closer to December 25th.
Yep, I think you've opened everybody's mind here. Thank you so much for the education, Steve, and have a great holiday.
Thank you, you too. Pleasure to be here, Ron.
Okay, bye-bye. Okay, that's scary, all right? That's scary stuff to me. But in my constant endeavor to keep you informed, I am happily here for your informational possibilities. I have not done my holiday shopping yet. Now I'm being extra careful about how I do it. Okay, we're going to take a quick break. When we come back, more program, I swear.
Ron Van Dam likes to treat every listener as someone with whom he is having an intimate, personal relationship. Although no money changes hands, there are fewer sticky bodily fluids, about half as many apologies, and he probably won't have to get rid of your body in the long run. Other than that, it's a pretty standard relationship for Ron. You're listening to The Ron Van Dam Show.
Welcome back to the program. I almost lost my voice. I came really, really close to it. Did you hear that part? It's very fascinating. You know, I don't just do this for a living. I branch out into all different realms of entertainment. I have teamed up with John Shanahan, who does our opening announcements, our comedy segments, the whole bit. He's very, very talented, and I decided to feed off of his wings. John and I have gone into an entertainment phase, and I'm going to play for you now. I don't know if that's grammatically proper. John is going to read a passage from a composition that John and I have been working on for so many years, but will be released to the public within probably the beginning of next year. So, John, with our newest creation.
This is an excerpt from the new novel, My Bowels Shall Move, by Ron Van Dam and John Shanahan, read by Mr. Shanahan. Lydia considered the bowl on the table. It was deep green, ceramic, glinting slightly in the cool morning light coming in through the kitchen window. Inside were small brown pellets, flecked with something also brown and a little green. "What is it?" she asked. Tom smiled. She loved that smile. It was reassuring but not condescending, and in it was the remnant glow of their passionate lovemaking from the night before. "It's called all bran," he said, "really packed with fiber." He shrugged. "Doesn't taste all that great, but this isn't just about taste, Lydia." "I understand," she said. He sat across from her and pulled the bowl a little toward him. His deep brown eyes were still cloudy with sleep. "See, I've also sprinkled it with some flaxseed. You won't even taste it, but it will do a lot of the work. Plus, your apple juice has psyllium husk in it, in case you wondered why it might have tasted a little grainy. That stuff's the real deal." "Tom, are you sure?" she began, but his smile stopped her. She loved that smile. "Listen to me, Lydia. I've been eating like this for a long time, even before we met. I don't tell people about it much. It's not the sort of thing you bring up in conversation. But when someone you care about is having, well, these kinds of issues..." "Oh, Tom," she burst out, "don't say it like that. It sounds like I have some kind of psychological problem. I don't have issues. I'm... "Go on," Tom said. "You can say it, Lydia. You can say it to me." Her voice was a small, weak whisper, but she needed to speak the words, to give herself the strength of truth. "I am constipated," she said. This has been an excerpt from the new novel My Bowels Shall Move, by Ron Van Dam and John Shanahan.
Oh my God, that is so tender. Well, it will be out in the spring, late winter, spring, and We're really excited about it. My Bowels Shall Move by John Shanahan and Ron Van Dam. Hopefully it'll be a Broadway play someday soon. We're designing the set as we speak. We've also hired a group of musicians to write the music. It's going to be an incredible job. Thank you so much, John. And thank you to you for being a part of this. You have no idea. You have no idea. You have no idea whatsoever. You have no ideas. I'll be back again tomorrow with a brand new show. Please join me then, anytime. I'm always here. I'm but a click away. I am but a click away for you. Until then, I wish you peace. I gotta go try to fix my toilet.